You also want to talk about Christina Hickson, because I know.
That was a great one. That was a great. Murray Blackwelder hired Sheila Strike Smith. Mm-hmm. When Gene Smith came to Gene, we hired Gene as athletic director. A great hire, great find, wonderful human being, did a terrific job as AD. And in time, he and Sheila had been dating and then got married. And so Sheila comes to Iowa State from Nevada, Reno. No, Las Vegas, excuse me, UNLV, where she was in the athletic program. And we find out about this woman named Christina Hickson, who lived in Las Vegas and was originally from Shenandoah, Iowa. Mm-hmm. And we're in the campaign. We're trying to raise money. And I had the idea that maybe I could get her to support scholarships for National Merit Scholars, because we were working hard to improve the quality of the student body, and we were trying to recruit these National Merit Scholars. Christina Hickson's very hard to get an appointment with. There are a lot of people that know that she's the trustee of the LEAD Foundation, and there's a lot of people who'd like to talk to her. Sheila was able to arrange the visit, and in that sense deserves an enormous amount of credit for what ultimately happened. So Murray and Sheila and I all go out to Las Vegas, and Murray and I go to visit Christina Hickson in her office. And she has an office in this little strip mall. When you go in the office, there's a little anteroom, a receptionist, secretary-type person, and these two dogs, one of which is a Great Dane, who even when seated looks you in the eye. I mean, it's just this huge dog. I think his name was Max, and a golden retriever named Ginger. And these dogs clearly have the run of the place. Mm-hmm. And I had this sense that I was being looked over by the dogs. So we finally walk in to meet Christina. And she's in this office, and the walls are covered with plaques and honors, and because of her donations to so many different organizations, Boys and Girls Club, the University of Kansas, University of Nebraska at Lincoln, the University of Nevada at Las Vegas, I mean, just everywhere. And she sat behind this big desk, and Murray and I sat in these plush chairs. And I swear they were a foot lower than hers, because I had this sense of looking up, and by now the dogs had joined us too. And I gave her my best shot on why she ought to give us $10 million to support National Merit Scholarships. And she listened quite politely and carefully. And she then said something like, I don't believe what you say. You probably tell that to all the donors. And I was offended, and I politely told her so. I told her that I was sincere. I meant what I was saying. This is very important to me. I had been a scholarship student. I know what this can do for people. And then she said, I'm not, she said, would the students who get these scholarships be judged on their grades? And I said, well, actually, to be a National Merit Scholar, you have to have a certain score on the SAT. She says, I'm not interested in those kinds of students. And then she described what she had done with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Las Vegas. She described her own background as a young woman who grew up in a dirt poor family in Shenandoah, one of six or seven kids in a single parent family. When she finished high school, she left home to get one fewer mouth at the table, worked for this auto dealer named Ernst Lead. And this is a woman who is very bright and would have been a splendid university student. She never had the chance. And so she was interested in kids who didn't have a chance. for whom circumstances were such that they probably didn't even know if they had the ability. But the idea of going to college was just...
too much. Not an idea.
Yeah, and then I'll go to Mars.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
yes.
It was just outside of the realm of reality. Mm-hmm. And she said, and 10 is too much. And I thought to myself, we've got her. Because she was already thinking of a number. Oh, yeah. And I think she said something like, I wouldn't do more than five or half as much. But anyway, I had the $5 million number in my head. So we thanked her and left, and Murray and I and Sheila got on the airplane to fly back. And on a cocktail napkin, we were served Cokes or something like that. Murray, I think Sheila sat next to me, and Murray was across the aisle. I was on the aisle. And I laid out the Opportunity Awards program on the napkin.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if she gives us $5 million, we'll generate $250,000 a year. I said, $250,000 is 100 tuition scholarships, 100 times 2,500. And we could get a scholarship in every county of Ohio. We're actually 99. One was and I said, we could go looking for kids like she wants and give one of these in every county and call it an opportunity award, where it was to identify kids who wouldn't even think of coming to Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pay their tuition and we'll give them the opportunity. And my wife, Patty, when I described this to her, had the brilliant idea of calling it the Hickson Opportunity Awards Program. Mm-hmm. Honor
right.
Christina, but also, this is maybe more in hindsight now, but also, Christina is exactly the kind of person who should have had the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. But didn't.
Yeah, I mean, I've come to really admire her. She's really an amazing, amazing person. And we wined and dined her. We brought her to the Knoll and had a dinner, and then we made this proposal for the Opportunity Awards program, and she said she would do it.
Mm-hmm.
And what was interesting to me was two things. First, I've done a lot of fundraising work with a lot of foundations. I've never met one that was more careful about the nature of the agreement than the lead foundation that Christina was the trustee of. Lawyers drew up very careful papers. We had to put in writing what we intended to
mm-hmm.
do. It had to be approved by the Board of Regents, that this was not just a proposal from the president. It was an institutional
right.
proposal. So the management of the foundation was done extremely well. And second, she said that these kids need more than a scholarship. And so we eventually agreed to have a director of the program that mm-hmm. would provide nurturing and support for the students. And I'm trying to remember Deborah's last name, but there was a woman who was the
mm-hmm.
first
yes, she was, and
director.
I remember her.
And was sensational.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, talk about a den mother, mm-hmm. and talk about someone who loved these kids. She was fabulous. But the idea of having such a person was Christina's.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of my happiest memories at Iowa State was an Order of the Knoll dinner where we gave Christina the, I don't know what they call the annual award, the Order of the Knoll
mm-hmm.
award or something
right.
like that. Anyway, she came up on the stage. It was done in the basketball arena. And then we surprised her by having all 100 kids up in the balcony in the shape of the state of Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids came running down and met her.
Mm-hmm.
It was magic.
Mm-hmm. And that's what fundraising can do.
She talked to every one of those kids.
Mm-hmm.
One young man had long hair and an earring. And she told me I ought to get a haircut and get rid of the earring. And these kids had amazing stories. I mean, there were youngsters who had lost their parents. There were kids who had cancer. These were kids who really had tough circumstances. And she gave him an enormous amount of hope and became a kind of grandmother to all these kids. And every year she would come back and she'd sit down and talk to every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to know how they were doing, and she took enormous interest in them. And they were an amazing group of youngsters, and they really understood what an enormous opportunity they had been given. And Christina became hooked. And I think over a period of 4 years, that 5 million became 15 or 20. I mean, she ended up endowing all 4 years. And it was, as I say, it was an amazing experience, both from a fundraising point of view, but eventually to watch the impact both on the students and on her. She was a woman who never married. She had no children. And yet she was enormously nurturing, kind, maternal. I mean, she was very supportive of these kids. And to watch that all happen, imagine. So guess what? We started an Opportunity Awards program at Purdue. I mean, because it's so,
it's such a great idea.
Oh, it is. It's a spectacular idea. But I really liked her. She's, I say, very bright, tough. I mean, she's a very accomplished businesswoman, and her personal life story is quite amazing, quite inspirational, and she's a she's really a very generous human being. So we loved it, and.